In Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at Senior Talk Radio on WCWP.org. Hopefully you're streaming us live on your computer or app. So we've been talking with Michelle Eshbayan. That last name, I don't know. I think I'm saying it right.
You
right?
Said it really great, yeah.
Oh, thank you. I wrote it out, Eshbayan, and then I mushed it together, and that's where we're at.
Perfect.
So, Michelle, you're the manager and family caregiver at Family Caregiver Services, Parker Jewish Institute for Healthcare and Rehabilitation. And we also have Gina Gargano, manager of volunteer resources.
Yes.
So, during the break, we talked about talking more about the volunteer aspect of this program. So, Michelle, can you give us a little bit, some details about who are you looking for to volunteer? And in terms of volunteering, it's giving the caregiver, to give the caregiver a rest.
Yes.
And that's...
So, basically, on the caregiver end, we really want all of our families to take advantage of the care of the volunteer piece. Jean is the manager of the volunteer services, so I think she'd be best to answer that.
Okay, we're looking for friendly visitors to go into the homes of persons with Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia to give the caregiver a break from 4 to 6 hours a week. Evidence shows that 4 to 6 hours a week can alleviate some burden for the caregiver. They can rejuvenate, recharge their batteries. They usually do things like go to the store, go to lunch with a friend, go to dinner with their husband.
Give an option to plan.
Yeah.
Right. That's nice.
Are these volunteers, let's say, always the same person so that the person that is afflicted can relate to them after a while, or are they always different?
No.
The visitors.
The volunteer is assigned to the same caregiver and care recipient all the time, so it's consistent. So they'll set up a time for the 4 to 6 hours. Some will do one day every week, say every Thursday one day, or they'll split it up like a Monday and Wednesday, whatever. Uh-huh. It's up to the volunteer schedule and the caregiver schedule. So we usually work that out. Usually the first meeting with the family of the volunteer, mm-hmm. one of the volunteer staff goes on it. We call it a meet and greet, and we just set the parameters for the visits. Uh-huh.
This is really interesting to me because I cared for my parents and they lived to 100 and to 98.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
And they lived with us, with my husband and myself and our daughter. And I worked full time, but I did have help, and I had... through the doctor's office, etc. But they were, luckily, till the very, very, very end, they were quite well mentally.
Okay.
But you still need, you know, somebody to help you out.
Right. So, like, cognitively, they were doing fine, but
yes.
there was a lot. It was a lot of work on your end, your family's end, to
yes.
keep them comfortable and you know, and keep them at home. So yeah.
Yes, and they were happy. I would have just never thought about putting them any place. You know,
right.
they were great.
Right.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So in terms of also the volunteers, who are likely candidates to be volunteers? Is it people of all ages? Is it generally an older retired person? Where are you finding your kind of volunteer?
Oh, we have people of all ages. We have students from local colleges. We have retirees. We have people who currently work. We have people who want to give back.
Right.
So they think this is a wonderful thing to do. We have people who were caregivers of persons with dementia,
right.
and they realize the caregiver's burden, so they want to help out also. And we have students who are going into the medical field, nursing students, who want to learn about working with people with dementia, and they do get certified in basic dementia by the Alzheimer's Association. The certification mm-hmm. is good for 2 years, and it's renewable. So that's a good thing for new students who are starting in the health field, the medical careers, and they could put it on their resume.
That's great. Yeah. So there's so many different situations that someone would be kind of like could run into when someone has Alzheimer's. I mean, it's or any form of dementia, which can start younger in life. Mm-hmm. So you've got a range of potential caregivers. So
yes.
The majority would, I would assume, would be older.
Most of them are older, but we do have caregivers. When we go on these meet and greets, we see that have early onset.
Right.
So we have caregivers from their 50s through their 90s.
Right. So, and the volunteers, are they generally in the same age range? Or I know you have students, so like the likelihood is not that, but those that want to give back. Does a volunteer kind of get to say, you know, I really would like to work with somebody who's a little bit older? Or
Yes, they can pick. During the initial interview, we ask them, you know, how far would you like to go? Some will go like 20 miles. Some will go 5 miles. Would you like to work with a male or
right.
a female? Somebody older, somebody in the early stages of dementia, or you don't mind if they're in the late stages of dementia.
So Gina, how would somebody contact you? Are there phone numbers if they want to volunteer? Because it seems like you really need those volunteers.
Yes, we do. We have actually over 100 families waiting
right.
throughout Nassau and Suffolk County. And we do have a lot of families in the town of North Hempstead that are waiting for volunteers.
And you're saying for the most part, it's really only 4 to 6 hours a week. So would the
yes.
volunteer generally just stay with one family, or would they maybe do a couple of families or caregivers during the week, or is it just that 1 4 to 6 hours?
No, it's that 1 4 to 6 hours. We have some volunteers who can do more hours, retirees, so sometimes we give them two families.
Right, okay.
So that's fine. So basically the 4 to 6 hours, this like the students could usually do it on the weekend, or sometimes
right.
they can do two evenings. But it could be split up anyway, because we have caregivers who are looking for mornings, caregivers who are looking for nights, caregivers
right.
who want weekends. So we try to match that.
Right. Wow. So there is a lot in North Hempstead. How would somebody reach you? What's the process for somebody to get in touch with your program?
They can call us at 516-586-1507.
1507.
Or they can go to the Parker Jewish Institute website, and they can find us through the website.
And I'm sure after the radio show, they can also call 311, and we'll be happy to connect them to your program.
Yes.
I imagine that you also try to fit the volunteer with the family, that there is a fit, that they
yes.
sort of match.
Exactly.
I imagine that you do that,
yes.
correct?
Yes. The initial volunteer interview, we ask for hobbies, whatever languages they speak, and Michelle and I, usually we have a weekly match meeting.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we take pride in our matches, because we really want the match to work, and we want them to stay for a while together, because the volunteer really becomes part of the family. And the caregiver and the care recipient both look forward to this person coming. So we really want do our best to make it work. And we've made some really great matches.
Okay. How long has this program been running?
So we were awarded the grant in 2015, and then we hit the ground running in 2016.
Okay.
So
you've got people that have been doing this now, the volunteers, for that amount of time, over two years, maybe.
Yeah, yep. So we've been doing it for a while now. So we're really proud of it. We're excited about it. And, you know, like Gina said, we're always looking for new volunteers to match with our families, because we get new families every day.
Right.
And we have some volunteers who have been with their families for like 2 years. They're almost part of the family. They go to birthday parties.
Of course.
We go to Thanksgiving.
Right. So is it generally the volunteers will go to the person's house? They're not taking people out or going to a restaurant or something like that. It's just to give the caregiver break.
Yeah, the volunteer can't drive the care recipient anywhere.
Right, okay.
But if they wanted to go to the movies or the caregiver could drop them to the movies. And they could go to a movie, go to a mall, go to dinner.
They do things in the community, especially if they live close to like a little town or something. You know, they do their best to kind of get them out and going, because it's hard for the caregiver to do those things.
Right. It's really, really a great program.
I think also many people don't know about the program because it's relatively new now. That's why.
Mm-hmm. And we also provide the volunteers with resources. We give them an array of different games, puzzles, trivia books geared to the Alzheimer's dementia population.
What's their training like? How do you train a volunteer? I mean, somebody especially who maybe didn't have the experience of caregiving somebody who has some form of dementia, but somebody who just wants to help out, how do you prepare that volunteer to, you know, be able to provide supportive services for the caregiver?
Okay, it's an 8-hour training, and we start with the interview. Since the volunteer is going into a very vulnerable population unsupervised, the volunteers are also fingerprinted by the New York City Department of Education, and they have a physical, which includes a 10-panel drug test. So we do the preliminary interview, we go through Parker policies and the program, and the dementia basics. We review the dementia basics with the volunteer, which are 4 45-minute modules that are web-based also, but we like to go through with them, and then you can answer questions. And then there's a 40-question exam that the volunteer has to pass, and they can take it 2 times, and we also assist them with that. We usually meet the volunteer about 3 times prior to deploying them into a home.
Right. So do you give them, like, scenarios, how they would respond to somebody?
Yes. Yeah. If any emergency, emergency situations, we tell them what to do, yes. We make sure that they're comfortable going into the home before they go into the home.
Right.
And then also we do offer, like, ongoing support. So the volunteers do come back, they do trainings. And then we just had our call 2 days ago.
Yes. We have a volunteer type of support group every month that all the volunteers call in. Yeah, and they can contact us anytime. We call and text volunteers every day.
That's really, it's a really great program. We're coming down to the last minute and a half of this interview, and I want to thank you both for coming in, Michelle Ashbayan and Gina Gargano. This program for caregiver support, it's a caregiver support initiative. They need volunteers. They need volunteers in North Hempstead, and they need volunteers throughout Nassau and Suffolk County. To give caregivers a break. So if you're living with someone at home that has dementia or some form of dementia, and you are kind of around the clock taking care, and you feel like you need some help, you know, you're a caregiver, you should give them a call. So I'm going to ask you one more time to give the phone number.
Sure, it's 516-586-1507.
Thank you so much. And we'll be repeating that phone number during our talk at the town, you know, Graciela, so we can remind people that it's important to keep this program going, and we really need the volunteers. And it sounds like they do a really good, like a background check and training, and get everybody up and running. So once again, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much. It sounds as if it's been really very well planned and very well thought out, the program.
And, you know, we hope to connect with you guys with some of our other Project Independence initiatives and health chats, and you guys can come and let people know about this program. So we will be right back for our next guest from the United Way talking about Project Warmth Heating Assistance Program.